Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. It has been a long few weeks since we last gathered together in our church building. We hadn't even gotten deep into the season of Lent when we were mandated to stay away and to stay home so that the virus would hopefully go away sooner than later. I cannot speak for other clergy, but there are many of us that feel like it has been just as busy, if not busier, since the fast of Lent was mandated. It takes a lot more energy to create alternate worship experiences, to do church business away from the office, and to check up on folks regularly via email, text, Facebook, Twitter, or with a good old-fashioned phone call. Though we are physically absent from one another, there is still much joy to be found in all of this. And it is all too clear that doing church, being church, is not just about being in a building, but being part of the body of Christ that reaches out to one another. If anything good has come out of this, is this, that it has made many of us, well, okay, let me speak for myself. It has made me dust more often and to take more morning and or evening walks. I do like to walk when I have the time, which I seem to have more of here lately. It is a healthy thing to do, and it helps me to clear my head. And though fall is my preferred season, I have enjoyed watching spring flowers and trees blossom, the squirrels chasing one another, and toddlers walking alongside a sibling or parent. And along the way, I have been more conscious of communing and praying to God. I hope that when all of this is over, that I never lose the urge to pray and lift holy hands amidst the sights and smells found in nature. It was still the day of the resurrection when Cleopas and another disciple decided to venture out. They had been among those who had heard and witnessed much over the last several days, indeed over the last few months and years. Their friend and teacher, Jesus, was executed just a couple of days before. The experiences they shared with the other disciples were now but memories of what was and what could have been. To say that they were dismayed is putting it lightly. And to top it all off, several of the women of the group had come back earlier in the morning from the tomb with an idle tale that the body of Jesus was gone and that they had seen two angels. Had the women lost their minds? They were all grieving Jesus' death, but really? An empty tomb? Angels? Had they and the other disciples been pent up too long in the place where they had been hiding, unable to think, to sleep, and to just be themselves because of fear of being caught? Perhaps so. The walls seemed to close in on them. The air was thick. The isolation, the distancing was becoming too much. Some of us know that feeling these days, don't we? Cleopas and the other disciple, whose name we do not know, could not persuade any of the others to join them. So they decided to take their chances and go out and walk. Just walk. Perhaps pick up a few staples here and there to go to their own homes. Their silence was soon exchanged with conversation. They stammered for words to comfort one another. Soon they found themselves going over and over and over again about the events of the past few days and further from their hiding place. They found themselves on the road to Emmaus. A stranger soon joined them along the way. They didn't seem to mind his company. And although he walked alongside them step for step, they did not ask his name or recognize his face. Even so, he seemed very interested in their discussion. But why hadn't they recognized him? It is not hard to imagine why they wouldn't have. The two of them, after all, were caught up in their own little world at the moment. It's funny how that happens sometimes to us, how we can sometimes miss the familiar. I had to chuckle for a moment as I recalled the many times parishioners and other folks have passed me by in a mall or store because I didn't have my collar or my church clothes on. But in fact, Luke says that their eyes were kept from recognizing him. The stranger asked them, "What were you discussing with each other while you were walking along?" Cleopas and the other disciple could only look at one another in disbelief. "Really? Are you serious? Are you totally unaware of what has happened?" So they told the stranger as best they could about this Jesus of Nazareth and the events of the last few days and the early morning hours, how they killed him, the one they called master and prophet, and how the women in their company came running in and announced that he was alive. Yet even as Cleopas and the other disciples shared their tale, they could not seem to add up 2 + 2. They could recall stories of their adventures, what it was like to be sent out by him, what life had been like before, and all that Jesus had said to them. But it was clear that they really didn't understand it all. They said, "We hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. We had hoped that he was the one." Despite their unseeing and unknowing, the stranger continued to journey with them, and then he began to unfold the meaning of the scriptures, beginning with the prophets. And as the end of the day drew near, when it seemed time for them to part ways, they asked the stranger to stay with them. And when they were all seated at the table, he broke the bread, and they saw him, Jesus alive in their midst. Luke says that their eyes were opened and they recognized him. And just like that, he was gone. Cleopas and the other disciple did not keep their experience to themselves, as they realized that their hearts had burned within them as Jesus was speaking with them. So they ran back to Jerusalem to tell the others about their encounter with Jesus, of how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. It was indeed Easter. The Lord was risen, and they could begin anew. The Easter story did not stop there, dear friends. Resurrection did not happen once and for all, but resurrection continues each and every day. It continues even now as we walk our journey on the road to Emmaus. We can tell the stories of what life was like before the pandemic. And we also can tell and know that our lives will be different, richer, and for the better, knowing that Jesus walked and continues to walk with us along the way. Yes, the risen Christ comes to us each and every day of our lives. We encounter him within ourselves, in our struggles, and searches for clarity, and in time of anxiousness, in our work and play, and in tender moments of joy. We encounter him in others. Yes, in every moment. The early disciples thought that with the death of Jesus, all things were for naught. They thought all hope was gone, that the dreams they dreamed would remain just that, dreams, until they encountered Jesus for themselves. But someone is among us who is no stranger and is walking with us. And I hope and pray that our hearts are burning too. Recognize and listen to his voice. For his voice says that all is far from over. The shadow of Good Friday's cross did not win over the glory of resurrection morn. Dying and death and sickness and COVID-19 will all take a back seat to Easter joy, to resurrection. This broken world is being transformed. And we, you and I, look forward to gathering at his table to offer wine and bread, to bless them and share them together once again. Saints, we will get through this. Just hold on just a little while longer, and everything will be all right. In the collect for today, we prayed, O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work. Saints of God, brothers and sisters, may our hearts continue to burn for love and hope in him. And then with gladness, let us tell others, just as the women and Cleopas and the other disciples did, the Lord is risen. Amen. Alleluia.